on right now.
Am I recording? Yes, I see my voice. I'm Bill Valerio, the director of the museum, and I'm thrilled tonight to be here at the opening of Frank Bramblett, No Intention, an artist that I think has had an impact on the vitality of the arts in Philadelphia like no one else. And it has to do with the power of his work and the visual impact and the way it sucks you in and keeps you there, but also the influence that Frank has had as a teacher. And I think it's been now several generations of artists coming through Tyler that have made North Philly their own and Fishtown who revere Frank as their inspiration. And so if I had to pick an artist that's, you know, had a, you know, made a big footprint on the city, it would be Frank. And it's just thrilling to see his work on the walls and the languages that he uses.
My name is Rick Ortwein, O-R-T-W-E-I-N, and I'm the Deputy Director of Exhibitions at Woodmere Art Museum. And I was Frank Bramblett's student in Rome in 1985 for one semester. And I've known him, so just about 30 years. It's a long time. And for the last 5 months or so, I've been working with Frank, looking at his work, looking at his body of work, which is seemingly endless and always surprising and incredibly fulfilling at every turn. It was a really hard show to edit because there was so much quality work. And so I'd get little cues from Frank about what to, you know, clues about the work, about how he made it, about what he was thinking about, but it would often change the next time I asked him a question about a particular piece. So I was a painting student of Frank's, and although I no longer paint anymore, exhibition design here at Woodmere has become a creative outlet, among other visual things that I do here. And this exhibition in particular, because I was really given free rein and encouraged that way by Frank, because he doesn't like things in chronological order like museums do things, which is great. Even though there is some of that in the exhibition. But it was very much about painting kind of relationships, about these small scraps here, these that he makes that are a foot or so tall, and how far apart, how close together, high, low, you know, what kind of rhythms they established. And then you really have to paint them with light because the materials that he uses are incredibly hard to light.
Like what?
Like gold, like silica, like bronze powder, like marble dust, like anything and everything he came across. Cement, that was actually kind of easy to light. But the reflective qualities, the powders, all that stuff. So depending on how you light it, it's a different piece.